Okay, we're picking up for the Gemara on Yotess Amud Aleph. We are two lines from the top of the words of Tanur Rabbanan. We're continuing the discussion of the Din Rabbanan, which is Aser to be matbil to immerse Kalim in a mikvah on Yomtov. So says the Gemara now, Tanur Rabbanan, we learn in a Braisa, Kli shenitma me'erev Yomtov, if a Kli became Tami before Yomtov, ein matbilin also b'nishmashas, you're not allowed to immerse this Kli in b'nishmashas. B'nishmashas is twilight, so we'll go with the Shita Sagra now, just make things easier. There's two fundamental machlokas, when is the twilight period, but we'll just go with the Gra that from the Shkia, from the time where sunset that is for the next 12 and a half, 13 minutes, is going to be the period of Bein Hashmashos, and the person is therefore, it's going to be Safek Yom, Safek Laila. We don't know what that is. The moment that the sun sets until it becomes, when is the first time you see three Kochavim, that middle period is Bein Hashmashos. So even then, is a Safek Yom and Safek Laila. So therefore, you're not sure if it's already Yamtiv, and you have to be Machmir, that it's Aser to Tovel Kalim already at that point, because maybe it's Yamtiv. And therefore, it's Aser to Tovel Kalim and Yamtiv. However, Reb Shimon Shazuri Omer Af Bechol in Matbilano. So even on a weekday, you're not allowed to immerse a kli in a twilight time. Why? After the shkia, because mishasar chayav shemesh. Because this kli needs to be has harav shemesh, needs to have the nightfall come in before. It needs to be before the day to tovel this kli. And therefore, if you didn't do it before the day period, then the kli didn't have harav shemesh, and therefore you're not allowed to use it. So the person over here, Rashi points out, the person is the one who's being told by the kli so late in the day. Clearly, he wants to use it that night. Why was he rushing to do it right now? So therefore, he's going to think that you're allowed to do it during this twilight period and be able to use it that night, which is incorrect, and therefore there's a problem. And Rashi also points out that, wait a second, a kli is allowed to be used for any purpose. Why, maybe the guy doesn't want it for kodesh. Who's using it for kodesh? So according to Rashi, says that we're discussing a case of a kohen who's going to use this kli for truma. That's the problem. And therefore, it would be a problem, and in this case, and that's why it's going to be usher. So that's why the Gemara mentions over here. So the Gemara points out Vatana Kama Labaya Rav Shemesh. Wait a second, that's a very good point that Rav Shimon Shizuri makes. Our Gemara, the Tana Kama, seemed to say that only during Yantiv and Erev Yantiv, seeing the Chora Erev Shabbos, would be a problem of toveling this kli after the Shkia. But why shouldn't it be a problem during the week? Why don't they agree with Rav Shimon Shizuri's problem that there should be usher during the weekday as well? Because we're afraid that the person's going to think that he could use that kli at nighttime. So the Gemara says Amar Rava. So maybe the machlokas is the following. So it's the Talmidim. They were sitting this brisa, and they were sitting and they were discussing this brisa in the Beis Medrash, and they said the Tanakam Rav Shimon Tzuri. They're arguing a specific case, a very specific case, whether a person's intention is going to be shown by what he's doing, by his actions. Is it clear from his actions what he's doing? So the Gemara says, what exactly is this case? He's holding the utensil in his hand. He's running down during the twilight period to put tovel in the mikvah. Marsavar. So according to the Tanakam, he's going to say, the fact that he's running, so clearly he knows that halacha midiyad the bayar of shemesh. He knows that you have to wait you have to be done before the shkia to put it to become fully tohar. So therefore, he's rushing to immerse the kli while it's still day, so that he could use it at night. When he realizes already that the shkia had already passed, is already past the shkia, he's going to know that he's not allowed to use it anymore, and therefore he's going to wait till the following night to use it, and therefore it's not going to be usher for him to tovel it, since he knows he's not going to be able to use it till the next night. There's no problem for him to tovel it during the weekday. And Rashi just points out, so why is it usher to do it on Yomtiv? So Rashi points out, because it's usher during Yomtiv, because the kli will not be usable until after Yomtiv, and therefore toveling it is going to be unnecessary, but it's a tirchisero to do it before Yomtiv. The Marsha just asks, what do you mean? Why don't you just say that it's usher on Yomtiv, because we know that Safek Yom and Safek Laila is going to be usher, like we just mentioned before, by Yomtiv. That's a shayla the Marsha asks on Rashi, but either way, that's what Rashi points out. Umar Savar, so now according to Rav Shimon Tzuri, he's going to hold Machmas Velachta Hudakara. No, he's running because his work, he's busy working, he doesn't know the halacha, so we're afraid that if he does at this point, it could be assumed that he doesn't know the halacha. We have to tell him, therefore, not to be tovel is clear right now. We're afraid he's going to use it that night. That's what they're pointing out over here. So that was Rava's explanation of what the Talmidim said in the Beis Midrash, and Rava's not going to proceed to point out that I disagree with that. Rava says, "V'amina luhana." I told the Talmidim, "V'machshavsel nikaret mitoch ma'isav dukleyam lo pligi." Now, in the case you just mentioned that, where the person's intention is very evident from what he's doing, even Rav Shimon Shazui is going to agree that you're allowed to tovel the kli. That can't be what he's arguing. If someone's running to do the kli so late because he knows the halachas of shkia, clearly he's going to know that it's going to be the next day. So then, Rav Shimon Shazui would never be goes or such a thing not to be tovel in the shkia after the shkia in the twilight period. So when are they arguing? Keep pligi. When are they arguing? When we know the person's He doesn't know the halachas of Tumah Vatara. How do I know that? Could go into Itami Pachas Mekadasha. So on a different shayla, he asked us once where there was a case of a sheretz which was smaller than a lentil. The Torah tells us there's Shmona Shvatzim. The Shmona Shvatzim can only transmit Tumah if it is the size of a shear of Dasha, which is a lentil. If it's anything less than that, is not Metame at all. So he came out, Vasil Kaimed, the Rabbanah Lashuli. So he asked this Pasha question to the Rabbanah, and he asked him, is it Bebachad Medasha Itmi Elo? Can this kli become Tame from a sheretz which is smaller than the size of a lentil or not? So therefore, Marsav, according to Rishon Mizrahi, we see this, that Pasha doesn't know halacha. I mean, the halacha, he doesn't know this halacha about what the shear of a sheretz is, and clearly, Harav Shem Shlomo Gamish, this same guy is going to be running before the shkia, so we tell him, don't tovel right now, because we're afraid he doesn't know the same halacha about toveling, needing the date to do it before the day of Hashem Shvatara to be tar at nighttime, and only waiting by the date you have to do it before the shkia. So therefore, since he doesn't know that, we're afraid he doesn't know halacha, since he didn't know the first halacha about the hadasha, the shear of a lentil, so too he's not going to know this halacha as well. However, the Marsav, the Tanakama, is going to disagree. He holds ha hudalo gamir. Only this halacha of a sheretz specifically is what this guy doesn't know. But with regards to the halacha of nightfall, he does know the fact that he was running to know the halacha, and then we could assume that he does know halacha. And Rashi also points out that when it comes to the din of the hadasha, that is a pasuk that's not explicit in the Torah. It's an explicit pasuk that says uva shemesh v'tar. The pasuk tells us that only after biat shemsha, only after the day. Actually, that pasuk by a person. There's another pasuk beferish that Rashi points out is going to be that din. So therefore, since it's a beferish pasuk, he's not going to get confused with that, and therefore he knows that you have to wait till the night. You have to wait to do it before the shkia in order to be able to use it that night. Okay, now we're analyzing the last point of the Mishnah, which told us matbilim megav legav, that you're allowed to tovel a kli in the mikvah for the purposes of one to the other. So Gemara says, what exactly is this Mishnah talking about? Tanur Rabbanu and Brisa. The Brisa explains this Mishnah. The Brisa tells us ketzad megav legav. What's the case from one purpose to another? Harotze lasos gita. If someone wanted to work his wine press, al gav gito, and he has kalim used for that pitcher, and now he wants to use it for oil. So then he's using for a different purpose. So kada, or you have a pitcher of oil, al gav gito, now he wants to use it for the purposes of a wine press. Osa, you're allowed to do so without immersing the kli a second time. So our mission is telling you that if someone wants to do that, you don't need to be tovel the kli at all. Halacha lemaisa, you don't need to be tovel the kli. However, a person for whatever chumro, he wants to tovel this kli a second time because there's a new purpose. He feels like he should be toveling it again. So since fundamentally, even though he might think that this is something that's required, since halachically it's totally not required at all, so you're not making use. It's not even near a kimisak and kli, because this kli was totally fully usable beforehand, and therefore there's no real purpose. Okay, that's a little interesting that even though the owner thinks that's the case of the misak and kli, but since halachically he's not doing anything, that's the point over here. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. And then what's the next din? Is similar halacha of kitzin mechabura lechabura, which is a case of one group to another. There's halacha about Pesach. Ha'ayochel bechabura zu. If someone was planning on shechting a korban Pesach with one grip. What is this talking about of chabura? Is if that he or the kelim were tamei, and he had in mind when he was tovelet that he was going to be joining a certain group. We know that the Torah tells us that you have to have the Pesach. Yeah, everyone has to have it together. You have to have the minuyam. You have to have a chabura together. You don't have to, but if you have to, you have to make sure that you have enough people to make sure you're finishing the whole korban Pesach. I don't want to leave any over. So you made sure you have enough people. You had a chabura together. So when a person intended to join one group, then he decided to join another group. He changed his mind, and he's going to join another group. He has permission to tovel the kli a second time. He doesn't need to. Again, halakhically, totally fine the fact that he did it first time, since he's using it with a new group. He decides he wants to tovel it, so he wants the extra chumro. That's not, again, he's not near a masakin. He's not masakin anything. He's not fixing anything. So therefore, the whole gzera doesn't apply to this case, just like it doesn't apply to the previous case where halakhically you didn't need to tovel the kli. Since I didn't need to tovel the kli, then you're allowed to do so on Yantav. I was just wondering, I don't have a halachic psak, but if a person has a kli that for whatever reason that he thinks the chora should come out from here, is that you think for halachically the Rav tells you that what you did was fine and you are tovled it, but if you want to be machmir, then you can be machmir and tovled again, so that would be the same halacha. L'chora, you would be allowed to do so on Yantav if you were going to plan, if Me'ikar Adin was mutter to use that kli before, and for whatever reason, halachal ma'isim tovled, like where we needed to feel a ski on a glass, and for whatever reason you thought there was maybe a chitzit, the Rav tells you there's no chitzit, it was totally fine, but l'chora, you want to decide to tovled again, l'chora, you would be allowed to on Yantav, that'd be enough kamina of what comes out of this Gemara over here. I'm not saying halachal ma'isim, just in what the Gemara seems to be coming out over here. Okay, now we're up to the next mission. The next mission is going to discuss what malachas can be done with regard to korbanos. Which korbanos can you bring, and what can you do with regards to these korbanos? So says the Mishnah, Bichamei Omri, and Bichamei says, Mevi'in Shlamim. You're allowed to bring a Shlamim on Yamtiv. So you're allowed to bring a Shlamim on Yamtiv. The Shlamim, you had parts of the Shlamim are going to be bought in the Mizbeach, the rest are going to be eaten. So therefore, since they're eaten, you're allowed to be bringing them. There's Tzorech of Yamtiv, you're allowed to bring them. However, you're not going to do the process of leaning. The process of Smicha, V'samach Yadav, the person who's being makriv of the korban, he puts his hands and his head on the animal, And he does it with a kol kocho. He puts it with all of his strength on this animal. On yantav, however, there's a dinder abanan. Again, so we'll get to this later, Baruch Hashem. The lamet, we'll get to it. There's an isidur abanan of using an animal on yantav, or that's a whole shiloh. A dog on shiloh is a whole shiloh. We'll get to that Baruch Hashem later. But that's there's an isidur abanan to make use of an animal. So the Beisham is saying that the act of leaning is an isidur abanan. So you can't, don't do the smicha. Don't do the putting your leaning on him. Don't do it on yantav. Aval lo olos. You're not allowed to bring olos. An ola is completely borne down the mizbeach and nothing for a person to eat. So therefore, bringing the ola is nothing that's going to be mutter for yomtiv. However, Rashi puts out right away that ola sibar for sure. That wasn't havamina beshamay. That's going to be mutter. That's the korban musaf. The pasuk tells you bring the korban musaf, right? The korban musaf is an ola, and the korban tavit shalshacha ben arba'im. Anything that was, has a specific time, which is a set time, then we know, we learn out, right? That we learn out. We point out that anything that has a set time that the Torah tells you when to do it, that would be allowed. Of korban sibar, an ola would be fully mutter, even according to beshamay for sure. Now, Basila disagree. Basila Omri and Basila says Mevin Shlamim Ve'Olos. You're allowed to bring both the Shlamim and the Olos on Yamtiv. V'Som Chalem, and you're allowed to lean on them. You're allowed to do both. The Gemara is going to discuss the Smicha a little bit later, but the Betzem Basila holds that you're allowed to bring your Olos. Now, it's important to note that there's a lot of different types of Olos, different types of Shlamim. So I'll just go through a few of them because the Machlokas of the Gemara is going to be made clearer if you're able to understand what the different types of Ola. Generally, an Ola is brought entirely on the Mizbeach, and you have different types of Ola. You have an Ola Sra'iya that's coming up. We hope to be able to be of this, of every person who's a male, every Jewish male is going to be chayev during the Shalosh Regalim to bring the Olas Re'iyah, because the Pasuk says, V'leira Panei Reka, we have to bring an Ola. That's the Pasuk that's telling you you have to bring an Ola. Then we have the Tamid, the Korban Tamid, which is brought every single day, even Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's Korban Tzibur. And then we have a Musaf, which is also an Ola, and we have Olas Nedava. An Olas Nedava is a voluntary Ola. A person can bring an Ola whenever he wants. And that's all the cases of Ola. Then you have Shlamim, which is, again, part is burned on the Mizbech, and part is eaten. You have Shalme Chagiga. Also, we hope the Ezra Shem to be makriv. It's bringing, when you bring him to the, on the, along with the Olas Re'iyah, you have to bring a Shlam, and the Pasuk says, V'chagosimosu Chag L'Hashem. The Gemara learns out that you have to bring a Shalmei Chagiga as well. Then you have Shalmei Simcha. Every person is chayav to have Simcha on Yamim Tovim, and by shechting the Shlamim and eating their meat, a person is going to have this Simcha. That's the Shaila. Everyone agrees with Simachta B'Chagecha is a mitzvah d'oraisa. The Shaila is a Bizman Hazeh, because the Shalmei Simcha we learn out is what the person is supposed to be eating, the meat of the Korbanos. If a person has enough meat from the other Shalmei Chagiga, whatever, he has to eat the Kazayas of a Korban. If he has to eat the Kazayas of a Korban, everyone agrees that that was the Ikar Din Daraisa and the Bizman Shah Besa Megdash Kayam. The Shaila is, when the Besa Megdash is not around, Bizman Azeh, is it still a mitzvah Daraisa? If I'm not mistaken, the Rambam holds that Bizman Azeh, the Simcha mitzvah of Samachta Chagecha, even applies, even though we don't have the Besa Megdash, it's still going to be through wine. And I think the Rambam even added meat. That's the Rambam's Chiddush. But that we don't pass on, like, but we pass on every day should have wine, for sure. And either way, it's Darabanan, we still want to be makir for the Bizin Darabanan of Samachta Bechagecha. That applies even for Yamtim, and applies for even for Cholomoyd. People don't think are familiar with that as much, that you're supposed to have a revius, some even by night and by day, of Chol HaMoed, to have a revius of wine both by night and by day as part of the V'samachta B'chagecha. The Rambam's makbid even for meat. And the Tosos hold of Bizman Hazeh, it's all derabanan, because at the end of the day, the din of the korbanos are all bit, only to this is the din derais of Shalmei Simcha and the Shalmei Chagiga, to eat those, not the ones we don't have the base of Medesh, unfortunately. The mitzvah is derabanan. Either way, it's still very important. The V'samachta B'chagecha is a very important mitzvah to be mekayemet. And the third, again, so we had Shalmei Chagiga, Shalmei Simcha, and then Shalmei Nedava. Those a person could just volunteer to bring them. So now the Mishnah is going to discuss what exactly is the machlokas. Which ones do these, each one hold? Can they bring? Can they not bring? So now we're going to start with Ula. Says the Gemara, Amar Ula. Ula says, Machlokas b'shalmei chagiga lismoch. The machlokas in our Mishnah is regards to shalmei chagiga with regards to leaning. According to Ula, both b'shalmei b'shilal of our Mishnah agree that the korban is allowed to be offered on yamtiv. The machlokas is only with regards to the mitzvah of leaning. Is that going to be, is it going to be chayev on leaning? Are you going to be, are you allowed to lean on it or not when it comes to the shalmei chagiga? The olas re'iya likariv. However, the olas re'iya, the whole machlokas, you're allowed to bring it in the first place. That the olas re'iya, that b'shilal said it's permitted to bring the olas re'iya, and b'shalmei said that it's aser. The Bisham is Shami because Bisham, hold. The Pasuk says, V'chagosim oso chag l'Hashem. You should celebrate this chag until Hashem. This is this fun that Shalmei Simcha Chagiga in. We learn from the Chagiga is allowed to be brought Olas Re'iyah lo, but the Olas Re'iyah is not allowed to be brought according to Beis Shammai. The meat of the offering is eaten. Therefore, the mitzvah to eat it makes sense. Do you be allowed to bring on Yantav Uvitzilah? Sorry, Uvitzilah. Hold no, La Hashem. The pasuk says La Hashem. Kol Hashem. Anything that's offered to Hashem in connection with the Yantav itself is allowed to be brought on Yantav. Aval Nedarim Nedavos Devri Hakol Ain Karvin BeYantav. When it comes to Nedarim Nedavos, Nedarim, the things that you agreed to donate, the donations, what's the difference between a neder and a dava? That's the famous Chavtza Gavra one, that a neder is on the Gavra, that I'm committing, a person, Reuven, is committing to bring a korban, so that's called a neder, that he's in this case it's a shlamim, you agreed to, or a shlamim, or an ola, either one, those are not allowed to be brought, because I'm voluntarily bringing them, and again, it's on me to bring it, and if the nafkamina is if it gets lost, I have to replace that animal with another one, either if it was a shlamim or an ola, I'd have to replace it. And a dava, as I specify, this animal I want to be used for a shlamim, this animal I want to be used for a korban ola, that's a neder and a dava, but everyone agrees that both, whether it's ola or shlamim, you're not allowed to be brought on yantiv, because they have nothing to do with yantiv, you're allowed to delay them. Even if it's a shlamim, you're allowed to be eaten according to this, you are not allowed to be makrevit on yantiv, even according to base Hillel. Rashi just points out that Ula seems to be a problem because even the Chagiga and Ola Sriya are not, the Chagiga and the Ola Sriya also don't need to be offered on the Yantav itself. You're allowed to be offering on the rest of the week. So why did base Hillel permit you to bring this on Yantav? You could also delay it and bring it the rest of the week. So Rashi points out, based on the Gemara on tomorrow's Daf and Chaf, we'll get to it, on Chaf Mabez, that there's something could happen to him, right? Something could happen to him. You could have an Ona, some sort of situation is going to happen, a Chazar Shalom, and a person never knows what's going to happen, and therefore he doesn't always be able to bring it the whole week of the Chol HaMoed, whether it's Sukkot or whether it's Pesach, so therefore Beis Hillel permit him to bring it on the Yantav itself. That's what we're learning out. Except again, not with Nedarim Nedavos, but the other ones you can bring. V'chena mar Ava debar Ava, Nedarim Nedavos and Korban Yantav, Nedarim Nedavos are not allowed to be offered on Yantav. So now the Gemara points out that Lachora Ula is against this Brisa, the following Brisa's interpretation of the Mishnah. The Gemara says Meisi Vei, that they asked the Kasha from Ula from the Brisa, which seems to indicate that the Machlokas is different. Amar Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Shimon ben Elazar said Lo nechilku Bechama Beis Hillel. Bechama Beis Hillel don't disagree with regards to Ola She'ina Shel Yamtav, about an Ola that's not connected with the Korban of Yamtav, meaning an Nedarim and Nedava is not allowed to be She'ina Kreva B'Yamtav, there's not allowed to be brought on Yamtav, since again there's two main factors Rashi points out that you have a Chiyav to allow you to bring on Yamtav. One is it has to be allowed to be eaten, and the second one, it's allowed to it has to be made, it has to have it on that day. So the Ola is not allowed to be eaten, and also it's possible to delay it, so therefore for sure you're not allowed to be makriv it on Yamtav. Beis Hillel must have agreed that would not be makriv on Yamtav. They disagree about shlamim that specifically is of yamtav, meaning Rashi points out chagiga or the shalmei simcha. Shekraven b'yamtav, even Beit Shammai would agree that you're allowed to be makar of this, since you have both factors. Again, you have the fact that they're allowed to be eaten and they're allowed to be offered. They have to be offered on the Chag, on Sukkot or on Pesach, whatever you're talking about. So therefore, even Beis Shammai would agree you're allowed to bring them on Yom Tov. So what is Machlokas? Al Ola Shehi Shel Yom Tov. About the Ola Sriya. The Ashlamim She'ina Shel Yom Tov, or Shlabim that's not connected to the Yom Tov, She Beit Shammai Lo Omrim Lo Yavi. Because Beit Shammai says you shouldn't bring them on Yom Tov because they have nothing to do with Yom Tov. Beis Hillel Omrim Yavi. But Beis Hillel said both those cases you're allowed to bring them. Beit Shammai, according to Beis Hillel, they held either, if you have either part of the fact that it's eaten or it is related to the Yamtav, then it's going to be mutter. So what do we see? That the Brisa is telling us that Beis Hillel hold that all shlamim, even an Nedarim and Nedavos, are allowed to be brought on Yamtav. That lechor is against Ula. Ula said Nedarim and Nedavos, even of a shlamim, even if the fact that you're allowed to eat it doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with Yamtav. I'm not allowed to bring it on Yamtav. So this lechor is against Ula. So the Gemara says, Tarit Ve'imahach. So Ula really has to fix around the lashon of the Brisa to fit into his sack. So how does that work? So it says the Gemara, Amar Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Reb Shimon said that an ola and a shlamim that are not connected with the korbanos of yamtiv, she'ina korbanos, everyone agrees you're not allowed to bring them yamtiv. Shlamim she'ina shel yamtiv and shlamim shel yamtiv, everyone agrees she'krevin v'yamtiv, that they're allowed to be offered on yamtiv. Al manechiku, what are they arguing about? Al ola she'i shel yamtiv, an ola of yamtiv, she'bet shamei omrim lo yavi v'sel omrim yavi. So according to this understanding, the brisa now works with ula because it's saying that if it's nedarim and nedavos, it's not going to be allowed. That it's ena shel yamtiv, that's not going to be ena korbanos yamtiv. So we've just amended the brayser, so we fixed it around to fit the lashon of Ula. So Rav Yosef says, what's the problem with this brayser? You're going to bring this one brayser that's against Ula? Rav Yosef, I'm a Tanai Shaklam, Amma, you forgot about other Tanaim? You found this one brayser that tells me it's against Ula. Fine, okay, that's fine. However, Tanai, I have another brayser which supports Ula. So Ula doesn't follow this brayser. He has another brayser. It's a Machlokas Tanaim. And Ula felt that the brayser that we're about to mention was more authoritative. He thought that was more correct in the Psak. Yes, he's against this brayser. But I have a following brayser. I'm about to quote you a brayser that follows Ula. The following brayser is going to support Ula. The Brisa tells us, Shlamim Habay Machmas Yamtav Biyamtav. If you have a Korban Shlamim that comes because of Yamtav on Yamtav, then Beit Shammai Amrim Somech Aleim Erev Yamtav Veshochtan Biyamtav. You can lean on them before Yamtav. Again, you're not allowed to lean on Yamtav according to Beit Shammai. We're going to see the Yisod Machlokas Beit Shem. We'll discuss that. But Beit Shammai says you're not allowed to lean on the Yamtav, so you can lean on them before Yamtav, and you can check them on Yamtav. Because you need it, you're being malar b'makrivit. Uvisilo omrim somech aleim b'yomtiv v'shochtan b'yomtiv. Vesilo says that one should lean on an yontiv and also shechtem an yontiv. Okay, now turning on to the next amud. Aval nedarim v'nedavos divrei akol in kriven b'yomtiv. But everyone agrees that if you have nedarim v'nedavos, they're not allowed to be brought on yontiv. This second brisa is beferish. It's like even Beis Hillel would say that the nedarim v'nedavos, even if a shlamim are aser to bring, and this follows this brisa follows very nicely with the opinion of Ula. So lechora, there's no problem with Ula. Okay, very good. So we just answered that there's no problem with Ula because it's really machlokas tanayim, and he follows the second brisa, not the first brisa. Now the Gemara says v'hani tanayim k'nayim tanayim. The following tanayim also would include this another machlokas tanayim. What is that? The tanayim we learn in the brisa ein mevien toda b'char hamatzos mipnei chametz shebayim. You're not allowed to bring a korban toda. Korban toda was something that a person brought as a thanks. We say in Mizrach Soda every day is connected the korban toda that a person says it. If you had a life-threatening situation that, or if your person was going on, that's all shaila. But I don't know when exactly we say bracha sagoma is also connected to this. When a person goes on a long, crosses overseas, a person goes in a desert, a person was in jail, things like that are all shailas of a korban toda. So a korban toda was a special korban that was brought, and along with the korban toda was also the chametz, the loaves described in the Torah. I think it was 40 that were brought with the korban toda, and it was not allowed to be brought on chametz, obviously because on Pesach because it's chametz. So therefore, you're not allowed to be makar on Pesach. But look at Teres Mishal Yontav, you're not allowed to even bring it on Shavuos because it's a Yontav, and therefore the Gemara is going to discuss exactly what the issue is. But the Gemara, we have Nedarim Davos, a Toda is not allowed to be brought on Yontav according to this price. Aval maybe Adam Todasa b'Chagatzusa, but a person is allowed to bring the Korban Toda on Chagatzusa. So the Gemara is going to discuss this in a moment. That this is really talking about Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Shimon, he disagrees and he says, Arayu Omer, the pasuk says b'Chagamatzus b'Chagatzusos b'Chagasukos, that we have a connection between Chagamatzos and Chagasukos. Kol Shabbat b'Chagamatzos, the fact that they're all connected to each other, the fact that they're all mentioned in the pasuk together, teaches us there's an halacha that applies to all of them. Kol Shabbat b'Chagamatzos, any korban which is allowed to be brought on Chagamatzos, meaning on Pesach, b'Chagashvuos or b'Chagasukos, then you could bring this korban on Shavuos or on Sukkos as well. V'chol shelo b'Chagamatzos, but any korban which is not allowed to be brought on on Pesach, ainu ba b'chag shavuos, you can't bring it on Shavuos or Sukkos either. Rabbi Shimon, from over here again, the Gemara is going to discuss what this means, but that's what he's saying, that you don't can't bring the korban toda. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, maybe Adam todasa b'chag gatzus. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon says you can bring the korban toda on Sukkos. V'yotze b'edei chavasa mishum simcha, you could also fulfill your obligation of the two types of shalom. Again, we have shalom chagiga, shalom simcha. So therefore, we're learning out over here, v'smach b'chagecha, you'd be allowed to be mekayim that with the meat of this korban toda as well. However, you're not allowed to fulfill the obligation of the chagiga, as the Gemara is going to mention below, that the concept of kol davar shebechova inu ba'elam inachulin, that's something that you can't fulfill another obligation from it, that to, you can't use this korban to fulfill another obligation. We'll get to Be'ez Hashem in the bottom of the Amma today. So now the Gemara is going to explain that these three tanaim are really arguing whether it comes to nedarim davos can be makriv on yantiv. So the Gemara says, Amar Mars, we're learning, analyzing the brisa now. In mivien toda b'chagamatos v'nechamet shebe, you're not allowed to bring a korban toda on Pesach because the chametz. The Gemara says, Pshita, what was the havamina that would be allowed to bring it? First of all, I'm not allowed to eat it, and second of all, I'm not allowed to own the chametz. So why would the havamina that I'm allowed to bring it? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Abba, it's talking right. Clearly, it's not talking about Pesach itself. Rather, Amalei Rav Shmuel Bar Abba, Halcha Bar Arba Asar. You know, here we're doing the 14th day of Nisan when chametz is still going to be permitted, and therefore, v'kasaver ein mevin kachin levisa psul. You're not allowed to bring it, even though if I did it right after Netzacham, I have till the fourth hour or for the fifth hour, depending on who we hold. Like, but the Lamais, I'm allowed to eat this chametz until the fourth hour in Erev Pesach, until the fourth hour. So I can bring it right after Netz and eat it. No, this Tana holds that you're not allowed to do that because you're not allowed to bring it. You know, everything that has a time limit, and you're making the time limit earlier. A Toda fundamentally is allowed to be in during that entire day and the following night till the next morning till Elos HaShachar. I'm allowed to eat the korban Toda. So now, if I'm minimizing the time of the time I have to eat it, that's going to be Asr. I'm not allowed to bring such a korban. That's why Halacha Maisa. We Ashkenazim hold that we Mizrach Soda is completely parallel after when we brought the korban toda. So that's why Erev Yom Kippur we also don't say Mizrach Soda. It's only two times a year during the weekday where we won't say Mizrach Soda. Again, Chol HaMoed, obviously Chol HaMoed Pesach as well. But when it comes to Erev Yom Kippur, because also Erev Yom Kippur, I'm allowed to eat it the whole Erev Yom Kippur. It'd be a mitzvah, right? Mitzvah Achila Erev Yom Kippur. But that night is Yom Kippur, and I'm allowed to eat it. On a normal time, I should be able to eat it that night and that following day. And since Yom Kippur, I'm minimizing that time because Yom Kippur comes in. It's a fast day. It's nisr to eat that korban. So therefore, I'm not allowed to bring a korban toda on Erev Yom Kippur either, which is why we didn't say Mizrach Soda in our davening on Erev Yom Kippur. So now the Gemara points out Also, you're not allowed to bring a korban todah on Shavuos because it is a yomtiv. This Tanakhama holds that when Nedarim and Davos, the things that you're vowing is not allowed to be brought on yomtiv, and that's actually how we hold it. Nedarim and Davos are not allowed to be brought on yomtiv or Shabbos. It actually has halacha and lemaisa applications because when it comes to Hilchos Tefillah, there's a certain get into it right now, but just in 1 minute, just when it comes to Hilchos Tefillah, there are certain times where a person can make a tnai nedava. A person can make a tnai nedava. Let's say for you forgot Yalav Yavo at Mincha. So now really by Mariv, so the question is, do I do Tashlumin? So that's a shaila, because am I accomplishing anything by doing a Tashlumin where it's not Rosh Chodesh that night, the following night, so I'm not accomplishing anything, and really I should have repeated, but I forgot about it, and it's ready the next day. So when it comes to that halacha, we'll say no. You should really, it's really not subject to the halachas of tashlumin. But you could do what's called a tnai nedava. It's really a bedtime tefillah nedava. It's a voluntary voluntary tefillah, which I'm allowed to volunteer. Normally, we don't do it bizman hazeh because we don't have kavanas. We tell you not to do extra shmona esrei. But certain circumstances like this, we'd allow you to daven again and have a tnai nedava that if you didn't really need a tashlumin, you're allowed to do nedava. So that halacha would apply on times where it's not Shabbos or Yom Tov. But if the following day was, let's say, Shabbos, so let's say mincha of erev Rosh Chodesh was Rosh Chodesh on Friday, so Mincha Rosh Chodesh was Friday, and I forgot Yalav Yavo. So the halacha is I wouldn't dive into Shemona Esrei by Marv of Yalav Yavo to make up my Shemona Esrei of Rosh Chodesh, because there's because the concept of no korban nedavas, no korban nedarim nedavas are brought on Shabbos. That was a complicated halacha to mention this point that's here, but that's we it's important that we hold this way halacha lemaisa with regards to our tefillas as well. Now the Gemara continues. So again, we ain't korban nedavas. Aval maybe Adam Todasa b'chag Sukkos. So you're allowed to bring the korban on Sukkos. So the Gemara says, Amos, wait, what are we discussing over here? When are you allowed to bring the korban on Sukkos? And where's the Elim of Yom Tov Atzmai? Tell me you're allowed to bring it on Yom Tov. What we just said, V'harmat, you just told us, Lo Bat Sar Shnei Yom Tov. You're allowed to bring it on Shavuos because that's the Yom Tov. Clearly, you're not allowed to bring it on the Yom Tov of Sukkos. There'd be no difference between the two. Rather, El B'Chol Shemad. Rather, Tanakhama is telling us that the Chol HaMoed, a person is allowed to bring the Korban Todah. So the Gemara says, what is Rab Shimon saying? Rab Shimon Omer, Harei Yuber, V'Chag Matzah, V'Chag Shavuos, V'Chag Shavuos. He's seemingly understanding they're not allowed to bring Kol Shavuos, V'Chag Matzah, V'Chag Shavuos, Kol Shavuos, V'Chag Matzah, Ein Abba, V'Chag Shavuos, V'Chag Sukkos. You're not allowed to be brought. The Pashas of Rab Shimon is that you're not allowed to bring the Korban Todah, even the Chol HaMoed. So the Tanakhama says you're allowed to bring it. So Gemara says, is that really possible to understand that Rabbi Shimon would hold that it's usher to bring on Chol HaMoed? You're allowed to gather wood during Chol HaMoed. That the Gemara Mord Katan tells us, according to Rashi, that this is, when it comes to the wood that's attached to the ground, the Gemara tells us it's permitted to uproot the plants and on the ground and Chol HaMoed if they're used on Chol HaMoed. So that's a very big malacha, which is not allowed to be done on Yantiv yet. And Darman Davos, so when it comes to Darman Davos, you're going to tell me that that's not allowed to be, and that's yet, that's mutar on Chol HaMoed. You're going to tell me Darman Davos, which is way less of a tircha, and it's on the act of uprooting wood, as mentioned, is usher during Yantiv and is mutar on Chol HaMoed. So yet, you're going to tell me this halacha of the korbanos, which is clearly allowed in a lot of circumstances, is going to be should clearly be mutter on Chol HaMoed. It can't be Rav Shimon would disagree that this is permitted. Rather, so the Gemara says, Amar Abayis, rather, Bakrav HaKliyam Alo Pligi Dishar. Everyone agrees that the Korban Todah is allowed to be brought on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. So Ki Pligi, so Rav Shimon was talking about a different halacha, a completely different halacha. Lemekele B'Val Ta'achar, the cuts of Baal Ta'achar. The person is not allowed to delay his korbanos. The Pasuk says, person makes a vow to Hashem, don't delay it. So a person, this is referencing specifically korbanos, it's within a certain time limit, so the time limit is not mentioned explicitly. So the fact that it says, b'chag ha-matzah, b'chag ha-shuos, b'chag ha-sukos, Rashi, by the way, is a long rechus explaining this whole thing, just summarizing the Rashi, b'chag ha-shuos, it says it's pasuk, so this is l'chora, is extra, it's a riboy. So since the pasuk where he says, shalosh pem b'ashana, you should come to the base of Medesh, we learn over here that the additional riboy over here is teaching us that it's a time limit to bring a korbanos that you had made an edit to bring, so therefore you're not going to be violated Baal Ta'achar. So Tanaim are disagreeing when the time limit is. That's what the Gemara is mentioning right now. So what is it? What's this machlokes? Tanakama Savar Shalosh Shagalim Amar Rachmana. The Tanakama holds that you have three Pesach Shavuot Sukkos to bring it. Afilu Shalok Kisurim, not even in their sequence. Meaning that if someone made a neder to bring a toda, the Tanakama would tell him to bring it on the first time of Sukkos, even if that's the first one, because at the end of the day, the Tanakama is on Eitz Tova, because when it comes to Pesach, we just said you can't bring it, and Shavuos, you're also not allowed to bring it because it's Yantav, and Shavuos doesn't have any Cholamoy, so not be makar of it. So you'd be over Baal Ta'achar by the next Sukkos, when the next Sukkos comes in. So the Tanakhama is recommending doing it right away to be makar of the Korban Todah on Sukkos. That's where we're reinterpreting the whole Machlokas. It's nothing to do with being makar of it. Everyone agrees you're allowed to bring the Korban Todah on Sukkos. It means as an Eitzotov, you should bring it on Sukkos. Rav Shimon says, Kisidran in. Now that you, specifically, it has to be in the sequence that the Torah tells you, which is Dafka, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Shalosh, lo, Kisidran, lo. If you delay it three without the order, it's not going to be the violation of Baal Ta'achar. So what does this mean? Rav Shimon holds that you're not going to violate the din of Baal Ta'achar unless you specifically have the order. So if a person, for example, if he makes it any time after Pesach, as Rashi points out, you would not be over the Isra until a full sequence of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot then comes out. So you really have another 5 Yamim Tovim, because again, you did it after Pesach. So you have the following Sukkot and the following Shavuos and the following Sukkot. Those aren't Ba B'Cheshbon. Now the next year of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, Shavuos, Sukkot. Yes, right. Then you would violate Baal Ta'achar after that Sukkot. Really, the second year, as Rashi points this all out, right? Then he agrees it to be that order. If you do it before Pesach, then he agrees. You would have the following Pesach would be when you're violating the Isra. But if I wait until after Pesach, then according to, I need the order specific. The order is very important. So I need Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. I would have another 5 Yamim Tovim to bring it. So the Gemara says, that's what Rabbi Shimon is holding. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon is saying, maybe Adam Todasa b'chaga Sukkot, that a person allowed to bring his Korban Toda on Sukkot. Emas, when does this apply? According to Rabbi Lazar Shimon, Ilim b'chol shomayd, ingatam b'chol shomayd, then that can't be, because that's the same opinion of Tanakama. That's the opinion of the Tanakama. Elo, we must be talking about Yom Tov. So, Kasavan Adarim Novos, Korban Yom Tov, he holds an Aaron are now bring as Yom Tov. So, now I just point out, by the way, that there's a machlokas tanaim with regards to Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon Lazar, whether Adarim Novos are being makrev on Yom Tov. So, Gemara is talking, and it just finishes off. Why does Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, specifically talking about the case of Sukkot, or Korban Toda? Why didn't he bring Shavuos as an example? We can bring it. And where it says Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, the time made Tanya, Rabbi Lazar, Lo Yomar Chagasukas. The pasuk doesn't need to say Chagasukas Shabu Kasa Medaber, because the pasuk is talking about Chagasukas. Rashi points out the pasuk says Shalosh Regalim, and then it points out Shalosh Pami Bashana, and then it says Chagamatz Chagashvuos, which is again the 3 times. I know what 3 times talking about, the 3 Shalosh Regalim. And Mila Yadina Rashi says Debo Haya Kasa Medaber Osik Bo Avo Nichtav Zeh. So I clearly know that we're talking about this. Lama Nemar. So why does this mention? Lomar Shazeh Achron, to teach us that this is the last one of the Yom Tovin that person is going to violate when it comes to the Korbanos. So that's the point of Rav Shimon that we mentioned that Baal Ta'achar only if he delays his things when it's in the same order. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lomar Shazeh Gorem. Sukkot is mentioned to teach us that it causes Sukkot is going to be causing it. If not, when it comes to Sukkot, it's not going to be Gorem. That the Lach of Baal Ta'achar, when it comes to Sukkot alone, you're going to be violating. So if a person even run regal. If a person made a nedava right before Sukkot, he's going to be chayev if he doesn't. Even just that one regal, even just Sukkot alone passes. That's a very machber. Rabbi Lazar Shimon is holding that even one regal passes, you would be chayev Baal Ta'achar. The Gemara says, "V'yotze b'mashum simcha." You can fill the mitzvah of the toda with regards to simcha. V'ino yotze b'mashum chagiga. You're not going to be fulfilled the obligation with chagiga. The Gemara says, "Atavias the pshita davar chovah." This we mentioned before. The chagiga is a chayev, the chiyev. The chol davar shabchovah ino b'mashum chol. And something which is a chiyev is not allowed to come from to be yotze with another thing. Right? Rashi says, "V'lo b'mashum." You can't use it for another purpose, something else I volunteered to bring. So the Gemara says, "Lo tzricha, no, rather I need it to afagav the parish." When you've made a stipulation that you wanted to fulfill your obligation, even though you made that stipulation, it's not going to work. As the part Gemara points out, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Lakish points out, asked Rabbi Yochanan, Homer Reila, to the person obligates himself in a korban toda via etzav chagiga, and he also wants to fulfill the obligation of chagiga. Is he allowed to do that? Harini Nazir, does he fulfill both obligations? Same thing with regards to a Nazir. A Nazir brings a set of korbanos when he's done with his Naziros. Vegalech Mos Meisher Sheni, he wants to use the money of Meisher Sheni again, the 1, 2, 4, 5 years of the Shemitah cycle. You bring your second Meisher from the apples, whatever you're bringing to the base of Midrash. You want to use that money, you consecrate our money, so I want to use that money towards the korban of a nazir. The Gemara says, what's the din with regards to that halacha? The Gemara says, Amar lei, nadar v'niyotze. The nadar takes effect, however, you're not allowed to fulfill your obligation of chagiga, nazir v'nimagalach. Same thing with regards to a nazir. You do not fulfill your obligation as a nazir with regards to the, you are chayav in a nazir, chayav to bring the korban toda, but you can't use the monies that you made in your tonight. That would not be, you're not be yotze with that. Okay, Vaz Hashem, we'll pick up with the Hogarva tomorrow's daf, Vaz Hashem.